Good afternoon, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon broadcast for Sunday, November 3rd, 2019. Those of you who are following along at home, you can find Q posts on a number of different websites, including qmap.pub and qanon.pub. If you're looking for an Android app, there are a couple of options. Qmap is one, Qalerts is a second option. If you have iOS and you're looking for an app there, you can still use the Get Pushed app and then search for the QAnon updates option. That page, however, has not pulled the latest Q posts that were posted yesterday. So eventually they will, but not all the websites have the current Q posts showing. My theme for this broadcast is Ring for Red, and we'll explain that in just a few minutes. So Q has not posted since August 1st, primarily because 8chan has been offline since August 5th, and that is where Q posted. After they lost their tech support from Cloudflare, the owner of 8chan, Jim Watkins, and CodeMonkey developed a new platform called 8kun, which they believe, once they get all the software installed, the hardware installed, and everything ready to go, will be less susceptible to being taken offline and attacked. So 8kun went live yesterday morning, and a few hours after it went live, I was monitoring it all day yesterday. Someone posted on the Q research board using Q's trip code. Naturally, there is some concern over how we would know for certain that someone posting on 8kun claiming to be Q is actually Q. I am not 100% sure, but I'm reasonably confident that the person who posted on 8kun yesterday is actually Q, and that's partly based on the trip code they used, partly based on some other things that we'll talk about. For those of you who don't know, a trip code is a kind of password. It can secure an online identity, and it can identify an individual user, but because it's a hashed password, it keeps the user anonymous. So you have some idea of who this person is, at least it's the consistent person, as long as they don't give their password to somebody else. But it keeps that entity anonymous. All right. Because the new 8kun website is not much more than just a new domain to host the boards that were previously hosted on 8chan, a trip code that was created on 8chan will also work on 8kun. If we were reasonably confident of Q's identity on 8chan because of the trip code, then it seems logical we can be confident of Q's identity, or the identity of the person posting using Q's trip code on 8kun. Although I think it's a good idea to evaluate other data to increase our confidence, and I'll give you some information that I've looked at that has given me more confidence that this is actually Q. Okay, CodeMonkey has been migrating boards from 8chan to 8kun when he receives permission from the board owner. FastJack, who is a board owner of Q Research, where Q has been posting, gave permission for that board to be migrated, so CodeMonkey migrated it over. And then this is a tweet from FastJack. 8kun.net/Q Research is online and loading. Sit tight while CodeMonkey and Jim get the massive amount of traffic under control. In the meantime, get the word out. Researchers, bakers, meme makers, and other anons can start making the return home while we wait for new Q posts. Okay. So a lot of people have been unable to find the Q research board on 8kun. That's because the board is not listed in the directory. It is there, but you need to know how to find it. If you're an anon, you probably won't have too much trouble finding it. I've been noticing that more anons are making it over there and posting. I'm assuming that Q Research is being hidden from the directory for a reason, so I'm not going to provide a link to it, to the regular location through normal browsers, although CodeMonkey has made the Tor link available below. The regular web version of 8kun has been really hard to access through normal browsers, mostly due to massive traffic load. If you use the Tor browser, which is easy enough to use, you just download the Tor browser and then put in the link and you're good to go. I found it very easy to use. It's very stable. And although I was trying to post last night from the Tor browser, I wasn't able to. I would imagine at some point they'll enable people using the Tor browser to post, but right now they're not. It's read-only. So here's the link, and if you need more information on that, you can go to CodeMonkey's Twitter page. He's got tons of information on other options for accessing 8kun if you need to access 8kun. If you have not used 8chan previously, there probably isn't a reason why you need to access 8kun now. Q's posts are being displayed on most of the usual websites and mobile apps, and the additional traffic to 8kun is going to make it difficult for anyone to reach the website. It's been offline most of the day today and a good part of yesterday because of the heavy traffic. So they're trying to deal with the traffic and a lot of other issues, and the additional traffic going to the website isn't helping. All right. If you are, like I said, if you're tech savvy and you want further information, you can go to CodeMonkey's page. He's at CodeMonkeyZ on Twitter. You want to check him out. All right, people have been asking about Q's board Patriots Fight. It has not been migrated to 8kun yet because CodeMonkey has not received permission from Q. He plans to do that publicly on the research board, and this was his explanation here. For everybody asking why Patriots Fight wasn't migrated, it's because the board owner never emailed to ask for it to be migrated. In this case, I'll make an exception and migrate it at the request of the board owner if you request it publicly on this board. Please be patient as we fix bugs and networking connectivity issues. It might take us a couple days to be fully stable again. They're also working on the issue that a lot of people who are posting are getting the same user IDs. He's working on that. There's a number of bugs, and it's just going to take time to work out all the glitches. But that problem does not affect trip codes. Okay. Yesterday, Inanon posted a test message on 8kun Q Research. I think this may have actually been the first post by the user who is using Q's trip code, because this was at 1935, and I don't know what time zone that was in, but it could have been my time zone. I'm not sure about the time zones on 8kun yet. And there's also a couple of different locations, I think. It looks like there's a German site and there's also a UK site. I'm not sure what the time zones are all about. So, but this post came out /BAS_test/1. And then 12 minutes later, there was this post, /BAS_test/2. This one had Q's trip code. This one did not. However, those posts are identical other than test one and test two. So this may have been the same user posting before they logged in under the trip code. All right. Just to give you a comparison here, the last post that Q dropped on 8chan on August 1st. This was that post. Here's the trip code, 2! lowercase m, uppercase g, 7v, j, lowercase z, zn, ci. Same trip code here, identical. This was the test 2, BAS test 2 post. Same trip code. And if this user is using Q's trip code, and if it's password secured, I think that gives us reasonable belief that this is probably Q. All right. The next post, it was another test. A little more information on this post. SCC_config A1, A1 of 2, A2 of 3, D1, D1 of 2. SEC run comms, safe 2, DOD route 1 through 9, 10 through 19, 20 through 29, and then you've got 9999999 and DOD pack 1 through 99, and then Q signature at the bottom, Q. All right, so that post is actually somewhat similar to a previous post, and this one was from February 21st of 2018. I notice when you look at these testing messages here, they're very similar to the ones over here on the right-hand side that we know was from Q from February of last year. So when I look, you know, if you look at handwriting experts look at similarities in style. When I read literature, I look at literary style, certain phrases that certain people use when they're writing. And Q has some unique phrasing, some unique messaging that is hard to duplicate. And I think this post on the left, this is yesterday's post on Acoon, it has a ring of familiarity to me. When I saw this, I was like, well, that kind of looks like a lot of things that Q has posted in the past. So another data point. A few of the Anons were able to find Q Research and they responded. We back. Welcome back, Q. Our bot is online, whatever that means. You're a sight for sore eyes. Welcome back, Q. Tell us when the arrests are going to happen and the reason Trump is letting the Dems move to impeach. Well, the arrests are going to happen when the arrests happen. And Trump is not able to stop the Dems from destroying their own platform and their party. And a lot of them are going to end up in prison anyway, so it's all good. I would be very surprised if the impeachment actually ends up going to a trial in the Senate. Mitch McConnell may not even take it that far. I'm not too worried about it. The opponents of the president are in a panic mode. And yeah, Trump didn't do anything to deserve impeachment. No high crimes and misdemeanors, so I'm not too worried. And Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. All right, so this next post is a YouTube link, again, using Q's trip code. And this post showed up on the board, but for some reason it was deleted. I don't know why it was deleted or who deleted it, but it was posted using Q's trip code. And it's not unusual for posts to be deleted. Q has posted a number of things, both on the research board and Patriots Fight in the past, which have been deleted. So it does happen sometimes. That post is a YouTube video. It's just American flag waving in the breeze. And that's it. It's almost 3 minutes long. Somewhat consistent with things that Q has posted in the past. Again, looking at consistency. This next post by Q has links to two tweets and then the phrase rig for red. All right. The first tweet is from a Twitter account, 3 days, 3 nights, who deduced that a previous stringer predicted 93 days of darkness where there would be no posts from Q. 8coon.net live today, 93 days dark. Since the last post from Q, that was August 1st, and then you go to November 1st and then November 2nd, Q showed this account that looks like Q showed up and was posting November 2nd. Exactly 93 days dark. And then you have the stringer brackets. A bunch of spaces there, 93 more spaces, and then DK. All right, that came from this post, which was on July 27th. This was Q trolling former FBI Director James Comey, who always posts these odd-looking pictures of himself standing in cornfields. Q wrote, "Was the corn ripe for harvesting? It is now." And then you have the stringer, brackets, 93, DK. So it looks like possibly Q was foretelling us there would be 93 days of darkness. Isn't that interesting? All right, the second tweet was from our friend Wyatt, who noted that U.S. Attorney John Durham has been serving as interim U.S. Attorney since October 28th, 2017, the very first day that Q posted. Veteran mob prosecutor John Durham was not appointed by Attorney General Barr. Durham served as interim U.S. Attorney since October 28th, 2017, after being appointed by Sessions, coincidentally, the same day Q began posting. President Trump nominated Durham as a new U.S. attorney for his term on November 1st. It's happening. It is happening. All right. In that post, Q wrote, "Rig for Red." Well, what the heck does that mean? Rig for Red is a command used to turn on a submarine's red lights when it's about to surface at night. The red light allows for operators to continue doing what they're doing, but still have their night vision. I used to work on a helicopter as a flight medic, and we only flew with red lights at night. It is a massive pain, let me tell you. But you get used to it. Many scenes of film, The Hunt for Red October, were filmed in red light. Why is this relevant? Okay. In December of 2017, after the CIA, also known as Snow White, compromised the CBTS board, making it impossible for Q to post securely, Q wrote Rig for Silent Running. All right. "We may have exhausted our ability to maintain safe comms. Snow White, Rig for Silent Running, Unknown Return, Godspeed, Patriots." Q. So Q was notifying us that he was going to stop posting temporarily Rig for Silent Running. Okay, submarine term. By the way, on January 6th, a couple weeks later, after the 8chan board, politically incorrect, had also been compromised, Q indicated he would no longer post there. "There will be no further posts on this board under this ID. This will verify the trip is safeguarded and in our control. This will verify the board is compromised. God bless each and every one of you. Fight, fight, fight." Q. So, some people think operational security is a joke, but Q takes it very seriously. Q will not post on a compromised board because maintaining security and maintaining control of Q's trip code is of the utmost importance. So, Q using the phrase "rig for red" speaks of resurfacing or reemergence after a period of silent operations for a submarine. Just analogous to Q coming back on the board and posting again after being gone for 3 months. I believe that once Q is satisfied that he can post securely on Akun, normal operations will resume. All right. We do not have absolute confirmation yet that this is Q. I think we have reasonable confirmation. And I think we're just going to have to wait and see what happens in the coming days. All right. That's all I have for you all. Thank you for keeping the president in prayer. Thank you for keeping Q and the team in prayer. Thank you for keeping Denise and I in prayer. Keep the prayers coming. We need them. Love you all. Take care. I will catch you on the next broadcast.